Now, there's many, many talks, much talk of voting, be it on Friday or be it over the weekend on X Factor, which is the fairest form of voting. A referendum or six chairs stuck on a stage, which seemed to humiliate people completely. That was the way they decided to vote for the six people to go to judges' houses this weekend. Gabrielle, how are you?
Hiya, Colm.
You were watching it, yeah, across the weekend?
I watched it. Well, I normally record it so I can fast forward a lot of it.
Yeah.
But I thought it was very cruel to put six people on a chair, then bring out the final two.
Yeah.
And then decide, well, you're not staying, even though I told you you were. And especially the part that hit me was the little one that they pulled her away from her two friends there a couple of weeks back.
Yeah.
Tell her she's to go through on her own. Then at the end, they don't put her through.
Yeah.
And then when she walked off the stage, I actually rewound it, and I'm nearly sure she said, I've lost everything. Now, did she mean she's lost her career, or in her heart was she saying, I've lost my two best friends?
Just
you know,
what's that
going to do to her? You know what I mean? And the young Irish girl, I mean, she was last in. How did she feel going on that stage? I mean, it's so cruel.
Just for some people who may have missed it the weekend, it's now they're deciding who goes to judges' houses. Six chairs are put on. All the girls sang across the weekend. They fill the chairs, but then if there's still girls left to come up, it's like musical chairs then. You literally tell somebody, you give somebody huge levels of hope saying, take that chair over there, and maybe 2 minutes later, you rip that right out of them. I just think, I have to agree, I thought it was the most humiliating act I think I've seen on television in a long time.
Did you see the other guy? He was the only guy in the older crowd.
Yeah.
Joseph, I think his
name
is.
Joseph, that's it, yeah.
And I thought that man was going to take a heart attack last night.
Well, when I
really did. Because he got up and he was ready to walk off the stage. And I mean, I think it's you know, in this day and age, the way everything is going on with kids and, you know, what sends them down the road of suicide, basically, you know, and to do that to them, that is horrible. I mean, these kids are looking up to these people as their mentors.
Mm.
And if that's what they're going to do with them, I'd give up. I'd just say, I'm here to hell with it. I'm out of here.
It's funny you should mention that, because we were having a conversation in the house over the weekend. There's a few people in, and exactly the same was said, that some contestant is going to do something terrible because of the way they've been treated.
Yeah, they're being treated.
The show has to take a level of responsibility for that.
Yeah, it's just they sat there and I don't know whether this would be the right word. They pontificated over, oh, look at me, I'm the big guy, you have to do what I say. They're trying to encourage these kids to go into the music trade.
Mm.
And this is what they're doing to them.
Mm.
There was the other little guy last night and he never stopped crying. If he had been taken off that chair, that child wouldn't. Mm. I don't know what he'd have done this morning.
Well, I know, Melanie, when they said to her, when Nicole said, look, I want you at judge's house, Mel got so emotional and started crying. And then as she stood up, I saw it in her eyes. I realised she looked across and then she thought to herself, oh my God, one of those girls are going to lose their place because of me. So two people actually really suffer from that. The one who has to leave and the one then that has to take their place. There's huge pressure on them as well. And
like, is that going to stay in her head? Oh God, if she does, just say now, for instance, she doesn't get to the end.
Yeah.
Is that always going to be in her mind? Well, maybe the other girl could have got there.
Yeah. Or is that going to be in the other girl's mind as well? I gave up my seat for her because clearly three of them are not going to go to the live finals because only three are taken out of judges' houses.
Yeah.
So there is, it's like that choice, that sort of, I know it's not as dramatic, but the Sophie's Choice thing where, what, you know, what's the end result of this going to be? And how does they destroy their confidence?
Exactly. And I mean, kids today don't have the confidence that kids from 20, 30 years ago have.
Yeah.
They don't have it, you know. And like, I think, you know, to go out on a stage and sing your little heart out and then to have this done to you has to be the most devastating thing anyone could do to anyone. It's a form of bullying.
I can't think in the history of television where I've seen teenagers paraded like this and then have their dreams destroyed completely in front of maybe 12 or 13 million people. Like, you have to go back to the Gladiators to see this kind of destruction for somebody. That must just have the effect it has on those kids. Is just, I can't believe today how they feel when they wake up. It must be appalling.
I mean, we spend our lives as parents, you know, encouraging our children,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
We don't tell them, we tell them, go out there and do your best.
Yeah.
And your best you can do no more. And then to have that done.
And then they do their best and they're put on the chair. And then even at that stage, their best isn't good enough, because even at that, then their dreams are just ripped away from. I know, I think it's appalling.
I mean, how could those four people or whoever organised it come up with that? I mean, did they not have children themselves?
I don't know how they thought they'd get this one across the line.
Now, if Anton, I think it was the cruelest thing out, and I actually said, you know, I couldn't be bothered looking at this anymore if this is what they're going to do to people. It's,
I
could have rang on Saturday night. Yeah. I would have.
I totally agree with you. I think they've actually shot themselves in the foot with this one.
Yeah.
I think this weekend has done more damage to X Factor than the entire series, the last number series. I think this is it.
What was wrong with them letting, what was there, 8 or 10 of them, or how many there was, come out, all do their bits, then they sit down and say, right.
Then I'll choose my six.
Yeah,
I know.
But instead of everyone, the first six that came out, nearly every single one of them got a seat. And then there was the extras. And I mean, can you imagine sitting in the wings waiting to go on?
Listen, and then poor Mel, who was the very last one, she's sitting there on her own. And then Nicole in the middle of it comes down and actually says, girls, you're not singing well enough for me, sing better. And they're thinking, the poor little things are shaking, for God's sake.
Yeah. I mean, some of them are only 16, they're not even grown up yet.
All right.
It's just cruel.
I think it is cruel, I totally agree with you, and it'll be interesting to see when we look back in history, is this the weekend that X Factor, one of the biggest shows of all time, actually shot itself in the foot? And I think it may have done that.
I don't think it'd be cruel to vote government in that way, but hell never.
We were just thinking that, yeah, that'd be a great way. Have the senators, okay, John Crown, yes, Fergal Quinn, you lose your seat to John Crown, sit down. Yeah, brilliant. All right, listen, good talking to you.
Okay, take care of you.
Take care, see you now, bye-bye. Just somebody texting Colin about that cruelty factor. That's nearly what the name of the show now, isn't it? Have you got the C factor? The cruelty factor. Let's all tell them we're not watching it next year. Ratings count. That's our only power. Thank you, says Teresa. It is appalling. Anyway, I'll just bring a little bit of Mel. If you didn't see Melanie singing on Saturday, she's the only Irish hopeful left in. And she sang the one that got away from Katy Perry. Being the last girl to come out and sing and to hold it that way, well done. Absolutely amazing. Hey, Jim, how are you?
How are you doing, Colin? You well?
I'm not too bad at all. You're not a brother of Mickey Joe Hart.
I am, big guy.
How is he?
He's keeping well, yeah. Yeah, we had a birthday party there a few weeks ago there and up in Downings, and we're up at a great weekend of it, you know.
Oh, I know Downings well. The Beach Hotel, a great hotel up there.
Yeah, we're up in Casey's there with a few there.
I've been in Casey's many a time. Great old place. Great place.
Good old spot, yeah.
So what about the X Factor? What do you reckon?
Well, I am totally against all these kind of things anyway. Like, even though Mickey Joe won the Eurostar way back, like, you know, even the competition that he won, he wasn't the best singer on it, but he was probably the best entertainer on it. Like, you know, the best singer probably in that competition was Susan. She has gone on to better things. And rightly so. But if you stand in front of somebody and ask them to make you a superstar, you get. And I know there's young, the parents have put these young children up in front of these judges to let Louis Walsh tell you you can't sing. Like, what kind of an idiot are you, like? What? I play in a band and I play in a few pubs around Hume and stuff like that, where I'm at, and I love singing, and I would never, ever let anyone stand in front of me and tell me you can't sing or you can't play. Music is about, you know, it comes from your heart and from yourself. Yeah. And it's about enjoying music.
But do you think, are you saying then, firstly, that the whole idea of this X Factor is wrong, that we shouldn't have a situation?
And The Voice and all these things, they are totally wrong, because they build people's expectations and hopes up. And sometimes even the people who won these competitions are never heard of again.
And the judging system and X Factor is, I don't think anybody expected what happened on Saturday, which is then you weren't judged, but the judging came down to a level of humiliation whereby you actually got a seat and then 60 seconds later the seat was taken away from you. I mean, what that does to any young girl or young guy's confidence, I just can't imagine. I'd say it has
that's absolutely terrible. And whoever dreamed that up in that part of the show is really heartless and ruthless to do that to anybody. But when people see what's going on, it seems to be this is the way to get the stardom now at the minute. Like, there's no more going to record companies and trying to, you know, putting in your songs and see what the sign you and stuff like that. No, it seems to be instant stardom, you know, coming from nowhere. And some of these people are good, and some of them are very, very talented. And rightly so, they should be, record companies should back them up, and maybe people like Louis Walsh who can pull strings and stuff like that. But
Have you,
people who are left behind, you know.
Absolutely. Have you ever entered, in all your time, did you ever enter a talent contest?
Me? No, never.
Never?
I wouldn't, no. I do it for the crack, and I do it because I enjoy it. Mm. And I would never let anyone ever tell me I can't sing, and I would never ever say to anyone, you can't sing in a pub. And if people come up, you know, when we're playing, can we sing a song? By all means, there's a microphone, sit down and do your best.
And
that's what it's about. That's what music is about, as far as I'm concerned.
Did you have the conversation with Mickey afterwards about, listen, this is probably not the way to go with your career, going on to a reality show?
He didn't want to go into the competition in the first place.
Did he not?
He was the last person to go into the thing in Derry. And he went down because my aunt put a bit of pressure on him and my mother, and he went down the internet for the crack.
Right.
And he ended up winning the thing. Yeah, don't get me wrong, it was a brilliant, brilliant time in the family, and it was great crack, and lucky we won it. But I remember when the Michael Haney twins, you know, they were from Cork, when they were knocked out, like, it was, like, we were all kind of part of a family after a few weeks.
Yeah.
And then people started getting knocked out, and it was really heartbreaking, you know what I mean? Like, very, you know, nice, Simon Casey was lovely, and, you know, great
lovely
people.
Lovely chap,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, and Simon's gone on. He's doing very well now, from what I hear up about Athlone, up that side, you know.
But it is. It's a cruel way to find fame, isn't it?
It is. It really is. Well, I'm really glad that Susan went on and made good in England and stuff, because, like, I remember talking to her afterwards on the night. She sang Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor. It was just a bad choice of song. She's told me that afterwards, like, you know. But, like, she was really the most talented in the whole competition, that, you know, that she really had. She had a lovely voice, you know.
Okay, well, listen, Jim, thanks for giving us a shout.
All right, Colin.
Yeah, listen, talk to you later. Take care of yourself.
Thanks.
That's Mickey Joe Hart's brother. And, it is a cruel way to find stardom. And when I was watching The Six Chairs the other night, I was just thinking, demoralising, humiliating, absolutely destroying confidence. And yeah, do you know what? It was a form of live television bullying. And think of that word. Think of what we're trying to do with that word. Kira, how are you?
Hi.
You're all for the X Factor voting system.
No, I wouldn't say I'm for that particular system. Just that I was listening to your listener earlier on, and she was saying about how cruel it was and all that. But my own opinion on it is just that that's the industry is ruthless, and these people kind of know what they're getting themselves in for when they enter the X Factor. So, you know, it's kind of, they can't hack it, then they probably shouldn't be going on the competition in the first place. So that was just all.
But even the way they get the seat and they sit down, and then within two minutes they can be told, "Listen, you got to go."
Yeah.
I mean, they're not even at the front door of the industry at that stage. They haven't even, you know, they're still sitting in the car park.
Yeah. Oh, I understand. I feel for them, and I can see by them that they're really upset and stuff. But like, if you go down this road, it's the quick road to fame. It's entering the competition like this. But to go the other road, it could take years and years of slogging, going to people, you know, knocking on the industry doors, and that's the long road. So the quick road to fame is the cruel way, maybe, or it's, you know, it's kind of dog eat dog eat. But that's the kind of road they decided to go down, you know.
Did you think that the new sort of voting process made for interesting viewing?
I did think it made for, it grabbed my attention, and I continued watching it, even though I thought I really fell for them, and I was like, oh God, especially that young lad that was really upset in Louis's category.
Yeah.
He was crying for nearly the whole time. And I did feel for him, but it still, for whatever reason, it still grabs your attention, and then that's sure they had 13 million viewers or whatever it was.
Yeah, so, well, it's entertainment. But
that's it.
So that wouldn't stop, because after it finished, I was actually thinking, I as a viewer, I'm so uncomfortable with this that I'm feeding into this. Like, if I continue watching it, I'm actually feeding it, and I'm watching people possibly having a very small mini nervous breakdown.
Yeah,
and I'm as a viewer, I'm going, oh wow, yeah, they just give me a bit more of that, maybe. You know.
Yeah. Well, I just think that, you know, like, it's a show, and that's, I think people just kind of lose sight of, like, people know what they're getting themselves in for, and like, there's like stuff that's happening in Kenya and the Athlone thing at the weekend. Like, that's really what, you know, when
that's
people
life.
Are saying, oh, it's cruel. That's real life, and that's what I would associate words like with cruel and ruthless. Not a talent show where people know what they're getting themselves in for, and they know at the end of it, like, they could get like a contract and they'd be millionaires. So, you know, I just think in put things in context, and I just don't think it's really that bad.
Okay, good point. Listen, Ciara, thanks for calling the show.
Okay.
Take care of yourself.
Listen,
thank you. Bye-bye. And loads of texts about X Factor as well, that the voting system in the X Factor is as important as the national referendum on Friday. Sinead, how are you?
Hardly that important, is it?
I think it is, judging by the text we're getting in. The Senate, good luck to the Senate. We need 8 chairs on that stage, not 6. What do you think of X Factor?
Well, I was just saying to Richard there, Colm, like, I suppose I'm a full-time musician myself. Like, it's my job. Like, I do it 9 to 5, Monday to Friday and the weekends. And I don't know, like, it's, as I said in my text, it's nearly so fictional in a way, because it doesn't reflect life as what real musicians, I suppose, have to do. And the last listener, she was on the ball there too, saying that you kind of, you know, it's the fast route to stardom, and in some ways it is cruel, but that's kind of what music industry's like. But love that there was a documentary made that actually followed Irish bands and artists around and watched what they did from day to day to actually, I'd say people would enjoy it, you know.
Who do you play with?
I actually play, like, myself. I write my own music and I'm performing with a band whenever I do my gigs, and there's quite a good, great music industry in Ireland. It'd be lovely to see people follow some artists around and watch what they do, you know.
Well, and do you give lessons as well? I mean, how your life is music, as in it's your full-time job.
Yeah, well, I was a primary school teacher up until 2010, and I took a bit of a gamble and I left, and I to supplement kind of the income that I don't get from maybe the music outlets, maybe the gig outlets, because they don't make an awful lot of money when you're only relatively, like, new. I teach piano, and I also, like, do restaurant gigs and things like that, so I have to find ways to make money to supplement releasing my own music.
Well, why would you not go onto something like The Voice or The Hit or X Factor? Because, I mean, whether you do or don't get through, it still gives you profile, and that's what, you know, musicians need is a certain level of public profile, don't they?
Well, you know, I do agree with you there, Colm. Like, it is a great way to get into the public domain and for people to know your name, and then I suppose you can take it from there and go somewhere with it. Like, I'm a little bit older on my own, like I'm in my 30s now as well, and I guess a lot of these programs sometimes can be designed geared towards maybe a younger audience, a younger age group. And personally, I mean, I was involved, actually, in Eurostar years ago as a songwriter, but it just, because it's so sensational, I think, and not really an adequate kind of description of how the music industry works, I just don't believe in it, therefore I just don't feel that it's something I'd like to do. But people will call me probably say that that's a bit hypocritical, you know, but it's just not something I really want to do. I want to do it the honest way, you know.
Well, I mean, taking Melanie, who I know quite well, Melanie McCabe, obviously I'm related to Melanie. Music is Melanie's life from sort of day one, literally. I think she was singing before she could talk. And regardless of what happens here, whether she wins X Factor or not this year, Melanie will choose a career in the music industry. So she felt that here's an interesting way of possibly gaining a certain level of profile for me as a young, you know, musician or a young singer. And I know for a lot of them, a lot of the bands, and that's it's a gig for them, really, you know what I mean? And that's what you need.
It is a gig, like, definitely. And obviously the X Factor focuses very much primarily on the voice, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a piano player as well. Yeah. A lot of the musicians I work with play instruments as well. And there are people now, you can see that they're starting to let people come up and play instruments, sometimes even do their own music. So maybe if it opens out, like, I would love to see a programme like that, maybe. Like, The Hit, for example, was an absolutely brilliant series. I really enjoyed it because you got to see the kind of the background scene of what goes on, you know, and the songwriters who have all this music there to give. So if it came back and actually came back a little bit more realistic and followed it in a way that wasn't so sensational. Mm. But for Melanie there, like, credit to her. She's an absolutely wonderful trooper, and you have to commend her, like, keep on going and going again, and all going well, this will be her year for her. You wouldn't, and that's, I think, as a musician, when you do see other people get to where they want to go, it's ultimately where we all want to be, is to be known. You have to commend them too for their reach. You can't diss people either. It's just the approach that the programme takes, I think, especially last Saturday night. I just tuned in, whatever, between programmes, and I just thought, oh God, like, that's just cruel.
Yeah.
You know, and,
yeah.
And I would just love to see them pull it back and go back to the realities, go back to the kind of the things the musicians have to do to kind of get to that point in their lives, you know.
Okay, interesting stuff. Listen, Sinead, thanks very much for that.
No problem, Colin. Nice chatting to you.
Okay, take care of yourself.
All the best.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Paul, how are you?
How are you doing, Colin?
You're okay with the new X Factor voting system?
Yeah, I was all right with the boot camp. I don't see what the fuss was, to be honest with you. I thought it was great TV.
Well, I mean, that's what it was made to be, particularly entertaining.
Yes.
But what about the idea that you got these six chairs, you put some young girl sitting down the chair, she thinks, that's it, brilliant, I'm through, and literally, maybe 4 minutes later, you have to go, sorry, love, up off the chair, you're gone, we're giving you somebody else that chair.
I'm sure they had some idea before they got into it that that was what's going to happen, but... I mean, like, you look at schoolboy football or anything going around now. I mean, like, they do trials at the start of the season, and you might have been on a team 1 year, but if you're not good enough, another kid comes in and replaces you. And that's, you know, I mean, that's football. Anything. If there's somebody better, they always take the better kids. You know, the better people.
So if I'm thinking it's sort of a destroys their confidence. Are you saying it could be actually the opposite and sort of a character building exercise?
Well, I mean, potentially it could, yeah. I mean, like, I was looking at it from a point of view. I mean, you look at football teams.
Yeah.
You have guys on a team, they play for a year. The following year, somebody comes along, he's better than him, they're going to take the better player, and the other guy has to go. So, they go into the X Factor knowing it's a competition.
Mm.
So they have to be the best. If they're not the best, they're not going to win.
I suppose it's we all know that, yeah. If you're singing isn't good enough, you're not going any further.
Yeah,
and absolutely, and it's a talent contest, and then at the end, it's decided by the viewers' vote, you know.
Yeah.
But I think maybe what got me is the way they did it, you know. And I mean, okay, you know, if there's a guy playing badly, and I'm the manager, and I take him off, and I said, look, actually, I'm not even going to keep you on the B's anymore. I'm going to drop you to the C's.
Yeah.
I'm sort of doing that to him. It's me and him doing that, as opposed to I'm not going to do it to him in front of 12 million people.
Right, but do you not think that these people knew before they got there that this is what was going to happen? I mean, surely they would have known that, you know, hello, okay, look, they've changed the format, they've got six chairs here, they could potentially get one, but somebody better comes along, they're going to move me on. You know, I mean, it made, in fairness, it made for great TV. It was, could they have done it any better? It's it was certainly better than sitting there watching them all standing around moaning about who to pull through, like they did last year. And what the one thing I did notice was there's no kicks this year.
There's
24 people who seem to be able to sing.
I'm just thinking next year for the ratings, what they do, they'll have the six seats, the six girls will be there, another girl sings, she's pretty good, and somebody like Nicola will go, okay, that's great, you're a great singer, I'll tell you what you do, you choose who's going to go and you take their seat.
Well, yeah, it could potentially get to that, I suppose, I mean, like, you saw, what was her name? Sharon doing it yesterday, asking the other judges who she should put through.
Yeah. Could you imagine if you had to ask the contestant, look, I'm definitely giving you a seat, but you choose, oh, that's six, who's going to go?
Yeah, that's pushing it out, I suppose, isn't it?
And then the year after, they go, okay, you choose who you're going to fight.
Yeah, they're putting the cane.
We've got a mud wrestling pit here, so you choose who you're going to fight, and then, like, it can go anywhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is for sure.
All right. Listen, good talking to you, Paul. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Colin.
Take care of yourself.
Thank
See you now. Bye-bye. Somebody texts in saying, I blame the parents who let their 16-year-old children on these shows. Okay. In X Factor, I'm done with X Factor. I'm done with hashtag X Factor after last night. Too cruel. I'm surprised that hashtag judges were okay with it too. Colm, it got people talking, so X Factor wins. Yeah. Colm, why do people continue to watch X Factor? I hear so many complaints about it, but people get sucked in and watch it. They let their whole weekend be taken up by the show. It's ridiculous. The whole show is so carefully edited. Backstories with music to pull the audience in. People are so gullible. They think these people, judges, are gods. I watched the end of it on Saturday night and I thought it was so cruel. People, there is life without X Factor. Go get it. There is life. There is life without X Factor.